You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Monday, July the 28th of 2025. It is a warm start here in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 72 degrees under partly sunny skies. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour, we are going to update what I like to call the never-ending story. It is the continuing saga of the ballot drop box. And it's been almost a year now. It's been almost a year since Mayor Doug Dinney late last summer, put on his hard hat, put on his vest, and hauled away the ballot drop box outside of City Hall.
That's right.
It doesn't seem as though it should be that complicated an issue, but the issue has continued to be investigated. I'm going to give an update on where we stand with that coming up in our 7:52 segment on the WXCO Morning Report.
Yeah, it seems like they've been dragging out just longer and longer, and the thing is the longer nothing happens, the more likely it fades away and loses its significance, which in my personal opinion, and don't shoot the messenger here, folks, but I think that's what they're trying to do.
I don't know, but we're going to kind of reset what is going on and what we last heard here over the weekend. And again, it just feels like it's not one of those situations that it's a Scooby-Doo mystery where you have to find all this mysterious activity. But I guess there might be some. I don't know. So we're going to talk a bit about that coming up. So see if, man, I'm sure Scooby and the gang would have had this figured out by now. But
absolutely.
But nevertheless, we will be talking about that coming up a little bit later on in this hour. But back at it here, a start of a new work week on this Monday morning. It was quite a weekend weather-wise in terms of summer-like weather.
It certainly was.
On Saturday, I was out much of the day over at Pine Valley Golf Course. Was hanging out at the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. And it was a warm day Saturday, but it was a fairly normal summer day. But then yesterday, it really got hot. It was a very hot day yesterday. And one of those days where I would think that you would have to have been very, very careful with any kind of physical activity, because when that temperature gets into the 90s and the heat indices get around 100 degrees, you have to make sure you stay hydrated. You have to make sure you do not go too far. I was just thinking about this yesterday, but sort of the opposite of what we talk about during the winter, because I think days like yesterday, and to a certain extent, not quite to the level today, it's not going to be as hot today, but during the winter months, after a big snowstorm, we always hear folks, and sometimes it's ourselves, talking about make sure you don't overdo it when shoveling. Because sometimes you have to go out there and clear out your driveway, and it can be a very heavy snow. And from time to time, we hear about heart attacks, where somebody is shoveling their sidewalk or shoveling their driveway, and they have a heart attack. And you talk about, hey, don't overdo it. Don't, you know, you don't have to get it all done in one quick move.
No,
just take your time and make sure that you take proper rest periods and don't overdo it, especially if you're older. And I think the opposite is what we were talking about yesterday. A lot of folks talking about make sure you don't overdo it. Make sure that you are properly hydrated. Make sure that you don't push it too far, because when you get it into the mid-90s, I mean, it was a hot day yesterday.
Yeah.
Any kind of physical activity could lead to some trouble. Did you do anything outdoors this weekend, or were you enjoying the air conditioning indoors?
I'll admit, I was enjoying the air conditioning. And
nothing wrong with that.
Inside my house for the most part, because it was, my gosh, it's like even just walking out into our garage to empty the trash and recycling. It's like as soon as you walk out the door, it's like you're walking into a rainforest or even a sauna. It's like that
the sweat blast begins.
Of hot air just hits you in the face, and then, I mean, just even like walking outside for just a few minutes is enough to like zap all your energy and just make you completely exhausted.
No, you're exactly right.
That's why I can't sit in the hot tub for too long. If I go to a hotel and go to the swimming pool, it's like there's a sign in the hot tub that says, do not exceed more than 15 minutes. It's not just a guideline. It's actual truth, because the more you sit in the hot tub, the more tired you get.
It looks like we will have one more really warm day. Today, expect temperatures around 90 when all is said and done. Heat indices in the mid-90s. But as we get set for the start of the Wisconsin Valley Fair tomorrow,
that's right.
The weather, tomorrow looking a little bit iffy. There's a chance of some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, but still partly sunny. And then when you get past that, lots of sunshine the rest of the week, and temperatures very moderate. And that's, again, for folks going out to enjoy the fair at Marathon Park, Wednesday, mostly sunny, 77. Thursday, sunny and 76. Friday, sunny and 77. Saturday, sunny and 78. Sunday, mostly sunny and 77. I mean, I tell you.
That's the ideal temperature there.
If you're to order up a fair week forecast, I don't think it gets much better than that. I mean, you talk about perfect weather to be walking the midway at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, and the fair does get underway tomorrow, goes through the weekend on Sunday. It sounds like it could be, if the folks come out at the levels that they should come out for this kind of weather, it could be a record this year. But we'll wait and see. But today, again, be aware, it's going to be hot, but after that, things will start to be more moderate. Again, we'll talk a little bit about where we stand with the Dropbox issue coming up in about 22 minutes. We're back at 7:52. But up next, an information update, including the farm report, and then more with Pat Kreitlow. Back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. The time is almost 7:30 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, you can catch us on YouTube. Our local segments are on the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com, search 98.9 WXCO, click on live, and you'll be able to check us out, and also go back and see other previous segments, including our interviews here on the morning program. The time is 7:53. It is 73 degrees under partly sunny skies. Temperatures expected to the upper 80s, around 90, before all is said and done. But you can call me a dreamer that maybe someday we will get to the bottom of the whole Dropbox issue involving the mayor of Wausau.
I hope so, too.
It's been, roughly more than 10 months now since the mayor removed a locked but unsecured Dropbox in the run-up to the 2024 fall elections. Well, the Wausau Ethics Board will be getting together again tomorrow, Tuesday. Yes, it's not going to be an investigative meeting. It's going to be a scheduling meeting, basically. There's going to be a checking out a scheduling agreement between the counsel for the board and also attorneys for the mayor. Also, board members, according to wasapilotandreview.com, will review responses from additional potential witnesses as part of the investigation into the mayor's removal of the Dropbox. The board does have tentatively scheduled, and of course we have to put that word in bold, tentatively scheduled a hearing on the complaint for August the 25th. So that's about 4 weeks from now. A previous hearing, though, initially slated for April, was delayed up to 120 days after the city attorney, Ann Jacobson, informed the board of additional potential witnesses whose testimony should be considered. Again, let me be clear, number one, that getting to the truth is the most important aspect.
Yes, it is.
That sometimes these investigations take time, especially when you need to try to get some testimony and witness testimony. But at the same time, it just feels as though it is, and I'm not just saying for the ethics board, because I think one of the main issues here is the Wisconsin Department of Justice down in Madison. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has been investigating this as a criminal matter, whether or not the mayor broke the law in terms of the removal of the Dropbox. And again, this whole issue began late last summer. It goes back to some, actually almost fall, I should say, end of summer, early fall, September of 2024. I want to be accurate here.
It was a while.
It's been a while. One of the things that I find interesting right now as well is that they're trying to get some communication between the chief of police, Chief of Police Barnes, and the mayor. And the board is trying to get some, you know, some information on the contact between the chief and the mayor. Mm-hmm. And the chief, in his response to the board, according to the pilot, said he could not provide a written statement or documents about his interactions with the mayor from September 19th to September 29th, calling the board's request, quote, overly generalized, vague, and ambiguous. However, he said he's willing to answer specific questions and authorize city IT staff to search his official email account for relevant messages. Well, who decides what's relevant?
Yeah.
Frankly, my antennae perk up with that. I mean, chief, this is an investigation. They're asking about your contact with the mayor in the 10 days of this late September when this whole issue was blowing up. He said he could not provide a written statement or documents because the board's request overly generalized, vague, and ambiguous. Chief, you've been involved in a lot of investigations. You know what this is about.
Yeah.
Stop playing games here. I'm sorry. Again, maybe I'm missing something here. But the idea that you're going to play these games about, you know, answering specific questions so you can decide to answer a question, but then you can basically play a little game of whack-a-mole here. Well, that's not, you know, specific enough. I'm not going to answer this. Hey, what are your dealings with the mayor in that time frame? Let us know.
It's a simple
question. Pretty straightforward. So,
simple question.
I mean, and there's been others involved in this as well that are using that little idea that, hey, you know, you got to be specific here. You got to, hey, my thought is you folks involved in city government or law enforcement, we're trying to get to the truth here. And playing these little games is not going to help us get to the truth.
No.
So I just hope that ultimately we start to get to that truth. And again, I want to get this past it because I think it'll be good for the mayor, it'll be good for the community, it'll be good for everybody to finally get past this. And if the mayor did not do anything wrong, hey, I'm all, if the DOJ says nothing was wrong, or, I mean, obviously, I think the whole idea of the mayor removing that Dropbox.
I do think there was a little something wrong.
Yeah, but let's get to the core of this issue. before the next election comes around next year. I mean, come on.
Yeah, instead of putting on another show, can't we just see what's behind the curtain and get it over
yes,
with?
Yes, it doesn't seem all that complicated to me. Maybe I'm just naive about this. I don't know. It just feels as though the mayor went there and hauled away a drop box that he shouldn't have. And the idea that's taken, you know, the length
almost
of,
a year.
I mean, who knows how long ultimately it's going to take. So we'll see. We'll yeah. see. Another meeting tomorrow. We'll find out what happens there. Coming up, information update at the top of the hour. Then another hour to go. We'll be back with Pat Kreitlow coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Very pleasant, very mild start here on this Monday morning, July the 28th of 2025. Lots of blue skies, a few clouds hovering above our studios here at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 75 degrees. We are expecting our temperatures to get into the upper 80s, close to 90 before all is said and done. And again, those heat indices into the low to middle 90s as well. So be aware of that. I hate to bring this up, but a sad story. And I want to bring it up because, again, we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, being careful in the hot weather, but also be careful during summer activities, because it saddened me exceptionally to see this story as I was getting prepared this morning.
What happened?
The body of an 11-year-old girl drowned in Lincoln County, in a lake in Lincoln County yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
The body was discovered late yesterday after a 4-hour search, according to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department. Police say a 911 caller just before 3:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon notified dispatch that the girl had fallen off the back of a boat on Lake Alexander and was missing. Crews from the Merrill Fire Department and Lincoln County Sheriff's Office were first to respond, while dive teams from Lincoln, Oneida, and Marathon County assisted. Dive team members recovered the girl's body after a sonar search just after 7 p.m. last evening, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's name is being withheld pending further family notifications, according to Lincoln County Sheriff's officials. So, again, it's just a sad story. But at the same time, it just shows again the importance of being careful, of never assuming anything. I mean, you're right. Having fun on a boat, just make sure that you do all the right things to try to keep everybody safe, especially children, and
Absolutely. Just
you know, all the positive feelings and love, I'm sure, being sent out to the family of this young girl who drowned yesterday in Lincoln County. As we mentioned earlier, tomorrow is the start of the Wisconsin Valley Fair. It's always a week that people look forward to here in North Central Wisconsin. Lots of great activities going on in terms of the food, the fun, the grandstand entertainment going on as well over at the Wisconsin Valley Fair. So, again, just lots of great activities. It starts tomorrow, goes through Sunday, and as we mentioned earlier, the weather looking fantastic. It's really one of those one of those weeks where the weather is looking fantastic. Most of the time, it seems, it gets so hot, number one, or else there's always that possibility of those thunderstorms, it seems like, this time of year. But looking at the forecast, maybe tomorrow there is a chance of some wet weather, but not even a complete washout tomorrow. There's going to be some sunshine, but a chance maybe of showers and thunderstorms at times. But then after that, really just perfect. I mean, you talk about perfect weather, not too hot, temperatures in the mid to upper 70s Wednesday through Sunday. Every one of those days looking like either partly sunny, mostly sunny, completely sunny. So, again, it's one of those weeks as well where a lot of folks come from out of town, maybe visitors who grew up here in central Wisconsin may have moved away, but this is a week they come back. And if you walk down the Midway, I mean, I've done it myself in the past where you're walking down the Midway and you'll see somebody you haven't seen in 20 years. I think that's one of the keys to a lot of fun at the party, at the fair. So, again, it's starting tomorrow, so make sure you get those tickets and get out there and really enjoy it at Marathon Park all week long. Great entertainment, great food, of course. People love to have the food, and they take advantage of all the great summer food, the fair food.
They do have really good food.
Exactly right. So, again, it should be a lot of fun. They got the farm market animal show and sale that goes on. Yeah. I mean, all the things that I think kind of make central Wisconsin what it is. And
very much so, indeed.
And real quickly, if you're interested, you know, people are always saying, well, how much does it cost to get in? Well, the daily ticket prices during the fair, tickets before 1 p.m. are $10, and then after 1 p.m. are $13. And of course, kids 10 and under are always free. So if you're 10 or under, get in for free and have a whole lot of fun. And even if you're above 10, you know, pay that money because it comes once a year. Yeah. And you get out there and again, see a lot of faces you may have missed and a lot of friends and neighbors and a whole lot of fun at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, established in 1868.
That is our favorite traditions in Wausau.
Yep. So that is a long time coming and a lot of fun to be had starting tomorrow right through the weekend. So, again, get out there and have yourself a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The time is 8:29. Again, a lot of sunshine. Boy, it makes you feel good on a Monday morning when you see the sun shining like this.
It really does.
75 degrees is the temperature. Well, coming up, we'll send it back to Pat Kreitlow for more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 8:58. And among the final minutes of the show, of course, we'll have our number for the day quiz.
Yep. Start of a new week.
Yep. And our topic today is Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny is the topic.
Oh,
so we'll talk some Bugs Bunny coming up at 8:52. Actually, closer to 8:58. The time is 8:29, 75 degrees and sunny skies here in downtown Wausau. More Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up next, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Up to 77 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Plenty of sunshine, lots of blue skies out there. Great way to start off the new work week, the final days of the month of July. Tomorrow morning on the program in the first hour at 7:22, we will be talking about an upcoming theatrical performance going on in Stevens Point. The Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater will present Romeo and Juliet coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 6 p.m. Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Schmeekly Amphitheater in Stevens Point. A great Shakespeare classic, Romeo and Juliet. Tomorrow morning, we'll be joined by the director of the program, and also the I think we'll be joined by a couple of actors as well. I don't have all those details yet, but we will find out about that coming up. So again, Romeo and Juliet, if you're looking for some summer theatrical fun, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 6, and then Sunday at 2, Schmeekly Amphitheater in Stevens Point. Meantime, you're continuing your preparations for your own delve into Shakespeare, aren't you?
Yes, I am, actually. And rehearsals for the Comedy of Errors with the River and Woods Theater have been going very well. Last week was the first week being off a book, so that we've had a few days off to go over our lines. I feel like this week of rehearsals is going to be, you know, more productive with, you know, memorizing our lines and really getting in into character as well.
Very good.
I think we're only, a 2 weeks away, actually, from our first show.
Well, yeah, so that's coming up. What are the dates again? And actually, you're one of two shows that are being put on, correct?
Mm-hmm, yep. River and Woods is doing their Shakespeare in the Park annual performances. So they have a performance for kids. The kids are doing A Midsummer Night's Dream at 2 o'clock. And then we're doing the Comedy of Errors at 6 o'clock. And August 14th, 15th, and 16th at Stewart Park in Wausau. And hopefully the weather will be nice.
Terrific. So again, I mean, even during the summertime, we get these opportunities to enjoy some theatrical productions and actually get a chance to see them out of doors. Mm-hmm. Most of the year, you'll have to be indoors, and even, you know, go to shows like at the Grand Theater or at the high schools or in the area. So an opportunity to be out of doors to see some of these terrific productions. So again, we'll talk about Romeo and Juliet tomorrow in the first segment of the program with the director and cast members from the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. So lots going on. We mentioned, the fact that the fair is going on, but we have other things that go on this time of year. Take advantage. I mean, going into the month of August, I hate saying it, but I'm going to say it again. The idea that we're going to be in the month of August already in the year 2025, it just blows my mind.
Where does the time go?
I was at the Wausau West Hockey golf invite on Saturday, and I was talking to somebody, and we were talking about, you know, as time flies by, every year goes by so very quickly. And I always say that I look down at the floor and I look for a brake pedal, because there's got to be a way to slow things down in some way. But it doesn't happen. It just, as you get older, and folks, if you're younger than I am, you're going to realize that time goes by. It does. It's not a fallacy. Time goes by just quicker and quicker and quicker, it seems, as we do get older. But
take advantage of those special activities, because they don't come around very often. I mean, the fair only comes around once a year.
Yep. And lots of fun to be had. So
indeed.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump right in now to our first opportunity for this week and our number for the day quiz. What we do every weekday is our final couple of moments of the show. We give Ian an opportunity for the number for the day challenge, the quiz. Give him three different choices, one of which is our number for the day. So based on the math, he has three chances. One is right. So one out of three, 33%. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. We want more right than wrong, because if he gets more right than wrong, that's a winning week. Mm-hmm. Four out of five is an A grade, and you get the gold star for a perfect week, five out of five. And last week, you were not able to get a passing grade. Only one out of four.
Yeah.
Have not had too many of those weeks where you've been not able to get that passing grade. So
hopefully I can start off on the right foot today.
Yep, and today our topic is Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Yep, and yesterday was the birthday of Bugs Bunny.
Aww.
It was on July 27th. that Bugs Bunny got his official start in the Looney Tunes classic, A Wild Hare, in which he bamboozles and confuses the most unsuccessful and hapless hunter in American history, Elmer Fudd, for the first of many times. How old is Bugs Bunny? So yesterday was his birthday. The first time he appeared. How old is Bugs Bunny? Is he 95 years old? Is he 85 years old? Is he 75 years old?
We're going backwards.
Yep, I decided to go a little different today. 95, 85, or 75?
Let's see. Okay. I'm going to go with my gut here. So I'm going to say that he is 95. Final answer is 95. I got a good feeling about this one.
Bugs Bunny first appeared on July the 27th, 1940. So that means 85 years old.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
But we will
be the wrong family.
We'll try again tomorrow, get that first one of the week correct.
Yeah, I'll get back.
Coming up, hey, have a good rest of your Monday.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
Coming up next, Jane Mantanera on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.